With public anxiety about the war growing, President Bush has made Iraq the centerpiece of his schedule this week. In addition to today's meeting with Iraq's vice president, he's spoken by video conference with military commanders and with the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad. Tomorrow, he meets with top brass at the Pentagon. Here's NPR's David Green.
It's hard to say when the real turning points are in a presidency, but we can say this. President Bush is searching for new approaches in Iraq, or at least for new things to say. With support for his handling of the war at a record low, some in the president's own party are all but begging him for answers. When Mr. Bush walked out of a meeting at the State Department yesterday, he said he wants people to know he's listening to a range of ideas.
When I do speak to the American people, they will know that I've listened to all aspects of government and that the way forward is a way forward to achieve our objective, to succeed in Iraq.
But he's apparently struggling to find the right way forward. For days, the White House has said Mr. Bush would likely speak to the nation before Christmas. But according to aides, the president came to them today and said he wants to put off his address until at least January. The White House offered this explanation. If the president changes U.S. policy, he wants to make sure to get it right. The president's current policy isn't pleasing many Americans. In one of those new polls, a survey from the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, only 23% of Americans say they approve of Mr. Bush's current management of the war. And in Congress, a growing number of Republicans have abandoned the president's policy. Republican Gordon Smith of Oregon took to the Senate floor last week.
I, for one, am at the end of my rope when it comes to supporting a policy that has our soldiers patrolling the same streets in the same way, being blown up by the same bombs day after day.
Smith is one of more than a score of Senate Republicans up for re-election in 2008. When he appeared on ABC News over the weekend, he stood by his criticism.
I have long believed, in a military context, when you do the same thing over and over again without a clear strategy for victory, at the expense of your young people in arms. That is dereliction. That is deeply immoral.
Smith's charge that current U.S. policy in Iraq is immoral came up at a White House news briefing, with spokesman Tony Snow ending up in a testy back and forth with a reporter.
I don't think it's immoral to be a democracy. I don't think it's immoral to have a state that is able to stand up and defend itself against acts of terror. I don't think it's immoral to defend the Iraqi people against acts of terrorism aimed at Muslims.
And the senator's not saying that's immoral. He's saying that the U.S. policy, you know, he's saying, of course, democracy
is a great
goal. That's
the U.S. policy. You know what? You're engaging in an argument and you're trying to fill in the gaps.
It's a senator saying it, not me. It's a Republican.
Last week, the Independent Iraq Study Group delivered its report, and the president appeared ready to respond with some new thinking of his own. This week, however, after the report was widely panned by conservatives, the White House is downplaying its importance. Spokesman Tony Snow was asked, is the Iraq Study Group even coming up at the president's strategy meetings?
Not really. Again, this was more a briefing in the sense of taking a look at ongoing efforts and going through a list of possibilities for moving forward. But it did not, let me put it this way, nobody said, okay, the Iraq Study Group says this.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said today that the president wants to chart a new course, but those who are helping him do so include a lot of the same people who charted the current course, such as Rice and Vice President Dick Cheney, who has been at all the sessions this week. Tomorrow, when the president goes to the Pentagon, the man leading the discussion will be Donald Rumsfeld, who has less than a week left as Secretary of Defense. David Green, NPR News, The White House.